slight advantage, goes high in the air, and he grabs it, and it's a touchdown, Jacksonville.
Explosive plays on offense.
Brissett's in trouble again, and he's going to go down again.
And a goose egg on defense.
Just excitement. You let alone, you know, get the win, but you pitch a shutout. I mean, that's huge for sure.
The Jags sprint into the bye week by blowing out Brissett and the Colts.
It's hard to shut anybody out in this league, so when you get one, it's huge.
November is on the horizon, and the Jaguars are in first place.
It's been a minute, especially since I've been here, in all honesty, and that's the great thing about it.
Another victory Monday for the Jags. The King of Saxonville and the QB are here to talk all about it right now.
This is Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. It's time to step up to luxury. Fields matters because you matter.
How you feel right now? How I supposed to feel after every game? One game at a time, man. Let's do this. Family on three. One, two, three.
Family.
All right, Calais Campbell was talking to everybody in Jacksonville, not just everybody in that locker room in Indianapolis. It's a good feeling when you win football games in the NFL. The Jags have won four of them so far, and they are in first place in the AFC South after another brilliant performance on both sides of the football. We've got a great crowd here tonight at Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. It's Jaguars All Access presented by Fields Auto Group. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Victory Monday for these Jaguars. First place in the AFC South. I'm Brent Martineau, along with Jeff Logman, and Doug Marrone loves the fact that they just won a football game going into a bye week.
Going into a bye week against a division opponent to be in control of your own destiny when you come out on the other side, are you kidding me? I mean, there's nothing better in the world than that. To be, as long as you control what you can control, that's the best feeling in the world.
Jeff, you play the game for a long time. It's so hard to win in the NFL. What does it mean to sit on this feeling for a couple of weeks?
Well, first of all, it makes going to work a lot easier. It's no different, I think, than any other job in which you're successful, and that's the best part of it. But it makes the camaraderie even tighter. You know, and an impressive part to me was this was a total team victory. It played right into the way the Jaguars play their best football, which is scoring points early and having a defense that can control the tempo of the game. Once you give this defense a couple possession lead, this game might be over.
Yeah.
You know, and I was sitting there in the broadcast booth going, okay, make it three, just in case. And they were able to do that.
Well, they didn't need any because they shut out the Indianapolis Colts. Doug Marrone in the locker room from Indianapolis after the game.
We talk about trust. We talk about accountability. We talk about those things. We have that. We can go out there and play. And a hell of a job for guys stepping up, for guys that we've had that were injured, okay, stepping up in there and playing. That's a hell of a job there. All right, this is a great win. There's nothing better in the NFL than winning right before the bye, and you have a winning record. And when we come back, we'll be ready to go.
Well, I say this to Doug Marrone. There's nothing better than winning a game before the bye. How about winning a game after the bye? I'll take that one as well. I've got to set the scene here because you know this guy to my right. It's Blake Bortles, the quarterback, coming off a fantastic game. You know this guy over here, Calais Campbell, leads the NFL with 10 sacks. But the scene here at Mellow Mushroom moments ago when these guys walked in the door was a loud ovation. Let's give it to him again. How about it? It was like that. And I'm going to start with Blake. Because, Blake, you've been around here a long time, man. And we haven't felt like this in a long time. You sense this? You sense everybody being excited?
Yeah, it's an incredible feeling to walk in and have, you know, a place like this just kind of go crazy, full of Jaguars fans. I'm excited, you know, to see Calais and myself here. It's special. I think it's a town that is a huge football town, and obviously the Jaguars are the team of the town. And, you know, we're fortunate enough to be able to play in front of a home crowd and hopefully bring them many more wins.
It's great to feel it. But at the same token, you're not halfway there yet.
Yeah, we have a long way to go. It's just one game at a time. You know, Coach Marrone's message was just it's the next game in front of you. You know, we got a nice bye week, get away, you know, get your mind off the game and then come back, you know, full tilt.
All right, let's get right into the top plays. There are so many plays to talk about. We want to talk a lot with these guys about this football game and this season. We begin with our Baptist Health game-changing moments in number three. T.J. Yeldon, active for the first time this year, goes over 100, Jeff.
And with two backup offensive linemen and Blake, you know, second play of the game, you end up losing Cam Robinson. Wellesley, Josh Wells steps in, does a very nice job. T.J. was playing because of the injury to Fournette. Great job by the running game.
Yeah, it was awesome. He makes a really good cut right there and takes it to the house. And you could tell he might be not necessarily in game shape by how tired he got right there.
The anchor was thrown out there at the end a little bit.
He made it. He made it. So that's all that matters.
And Calais, TJ, inactive for six games. And Coach Marone was talking about, hey, it's a numbers game. You know, we're going to get them up at some point. We really like them. I'm sure you guys really like him after yesterday.
Oh, yeah, he came up in a big way for us. I mean, we had no doubt. You know, you see what he does in practice. You know, he's been running the scout team for us, and he's been doing a great job. And so he knew he got his opportunity. He's going to make him pay.
Doug Marone talked a lot about this. You guys were pretty resilient all year so far. But to lose Allen Robinson early, and like Jeff said, Linder and Robinson and Fournette, that's a pretty good bounce back. I'm sure you were a little wondering what's going to happen here in this game without all those guys.
Right. You know, we're missing some really key guys on the offensive side of the ball, some of our best players. But I think it's given some other guys an opportunity to step up and make plays. And then when Cam goes down early in the game, you know, that's tough because he's obviously a rookie, but he's been playing really well at left tackle for us. So for Josh Wells to come in and play the way he did, TJ as well, kind of picking up some slack. So I thought it was really impressive by the guys who got an opportunity.
Yeah, those guys filled in admirably. All right, Baptist Health game-changing moment number two. And well, there are about 10 of them because 10 sacks for Saxonville once again. What the heck is going on here, Jeff?
It's fun to watch. And you've got a second-year quarterback playing for the injured Andrew Luck. And Calais, he was involved in a trade right before the season. 6 games with the Indianapolis Colts. And you guys made him look that way. And that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, you know, it was a good game plan. You know, you took your head off to our defense coordinator, Coach Wash. He put together a great game plan, and we went out there and just executed. And good things happen when you do that.
And I was talking to Calais after the game, and you didn't realize this, and I didn't either. I happened to see a little factoid, and Blake, I want to get your comment on this. There's only been, the last time a team had 10 sacks in 2 different games in a season, you have to go all the way back to one of the greatest defenses that's ever been in NFL history. And that's the 1984 Bears.
That's impressive company.
It really is. I mean, most people think of the 85 Bears, but I mean, hey, look, the 84 Bears were just as good. They had the same talent. And to be able to do that 10 sacks against the Houston Texans, 10 sacks against the Indianapolis Colts, that's fantastic. Aren't you glad you weren't playing for the Colts?
No, it's incredible. I mean, I know for the offensive side of the ball, it's kind of let's score, let's not turn it over, and let's let them go to work and do what they do best, and that's giving up not a whole lot. So they're fun to watch.
Well, neither one of you guys were born in 1984 when that happened, I don't think. We were. Baptist Health game-changing moment number one, and it was part of Blake Bortles' big day. 330 yards passing on the day, and this might have been the nicest throw of the day, Jeff.
What a great catch, and Blake, you've got a little bit of a mismatch, and most of the time, that's the case with Mercedes. He's a big, tall target, and it's an excellent throw. You put it right where you needed to where he was the only one that could get it.
Yeah, you know, anytime you got a guy that's 6'7", and as athletic as Mercedes is, you know, it's always a mismatch, but especially if there's a safety guarding him. So that was something we were kind of looking forward to, and got it here, and he made a great play.
And that made the game 14-0, and Calais on the sideline. I took my binoculars out after that score when I went to TV timeout, and I could see the defense just kind of get giddy.
Yeah, we pin those ears back, you know, and just go to work. I mean, with our defense, you know, our secondary, the way they clamp down on receivers, they give us an extra split second that we need to go get those sacks, man. I mean, when we get a lead like that, we're going to win a lot of ball games.
Blake, I don't know if you've known this before, but you've been criticized at times for that throw. But that throw, I mean, has that shown your maturation a little bit? I mean, that's a heck of a throw. And I'm not sure you made that throw a couple years back.
Yeah, you know, I think it's all become part of the process. You know, I came into the NFL and was thrown out there and played right away. And, you know, I made a ton of mistakes and learned a lot. And it's kind of been a growing thing. And, you know, when you get a defense and kind of a supporting cast the way we have now in Jacksonville, it makes it a little easier. You feel as though you can kind of – you take what they give you. If it's not there, that's fine. We'll punt and let our defense do what they do and take the opportunities and the chances when they're there.
How much have you grown as a QB now into this, into what you're talking about? You're throwing it 28 times a game, not 39 times a game like last year. Do you like this role? Have you adapted to the role?
You know, I think Nathaniel Hackett, our offense coordinator, has done a really good job of finding out our identity and who we are as a team. You know, obviously with Leonard and the way he runs the football, being a downhill-type football team, we do that extremely well. So it's kind of become, you know, run first team and run to set up the pass. And I'm, you know, as long as we're winning, you know, I'm more than comfortable doing with whatever they ask.
The impressive thing to me was -2 in turnover differential. You guys didn't get any. Okay, you guys gave the ball away twice, and you won in a shutout. I mean, that's big time.
Yeah, that's a testament of a good team. You know, I mean, we can't let mistakes, you know, bite us. You know, we have to be able to shake them off and continue to play good football, execute, and win ball games.
Calais, I know you don't want to talk about it because we try to bring it up every week, but listen, man, it's 10 sacks in 7 games. We're going to have to ask you about it. I mean, it's a career high already in 7 games. I mean, you got to say, wow, right? That's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to give a round of applause and a shout-out to our DBs. You know, they do a great job making me look good. And I appreciate it. I appreciate it very much. You know, Jalen Ramsey, you know, the whole crew, man, they do a great job.
I actually watched the film very closely today. There was one of them definitely all coverage. The other one was you. Okay, or because you got a couple halves. But I went back and I watched the secondary the second time completely, and watching the secondary literally is a treat of how good those guys are playing in the back end, allowing you guys up front to get your job done at a very high level as well.
Yeah, it's very impressive. And I mean, I told them I plan to reward them with a whole bunch of steak dinners. You know, Christmas gifts are going to be very good gifts this year, man. They make the whole team look good. You know, they make our jobs a lot easier. And what the offense is doing, I mean, we can do some good things here in Jacksonville.
Yeah, it's really starting to click for the Jacksonville Jaguars, 4-3 after the shutout win. Take a look now at EverBank Field. Jaguars will be back on November 5th against the Cincinnati Bengals. We have a poll question for you, actionnewsjax.com/vote. And which game are you looking forward to the most down the stretch at home, Cincinnati or a couple of December games against the Seahawks? And, of course, the division rival, the Houston Texans, will have that throughout the remainder of the show. So much more to come with both of these guys. Calais Campbell and Blake Bortles join us here on Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. Jeff takes us to the film room next. And this was the play that really got him going. The big catch for Keelan next. Fired up crowd here at Mellow Mushroom in Avondale for Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. A lot of fun. Calais Campbell, Blake Bortles on the show. I'm Brent Martineau, everybody. Blake joins us right now out with all the people eating pizza and good food here at Mellow Mushroom. I want to ask you, we always try to find, hey, what's the difference about last year or the last few years and this year? Well, the guy to your right a little bit over there is probably one of the big differences, along with A.J. Bouye and Leonard Fournette. How big of a difference has Calais been?
He's been unbelievable. You know, not only the things we talked about previously and his impact on the field and how productive he's been able to be, but I think the presence he brings to the locker room, the leadership role he was able to step into right away, and guys just follow him. I mean, he's 6 foot. He's a monster of a dude, so nobody really talks back to him or says anything. But, you know, he's awesome. He's perfect for younger guys in the locker room. He's perfect for anybody in the locker room. I think he sets a great example and does a really good job.
So that's a real deal thing, though. It's a tangible thing.
Yeah, no doubt. And I mean, he's walking, talking proof of it. I think he goes out there each week and shows what he can do on the football field and then leads by example in the locker room.
All right, more with Blake Bortles, more with Calais Campbell coming up in a moment. But first, let's send it back to Jeff Lagerman. He's going inside the film room from yesterday's game.
Thank you, Brendan. You know, the fans love to criticize offensive coordinators. It's probably the first coach that you criticize. But Nathaniel Hackett deserves a lot of credit for dialing up one play in particular. Let's jump into the Baptist Health film room and show you what I'm talking about.
Now, in order to show the big play, we have to show what happened before. On Mercedes Lewis's 24-yard reception, the starting left corner for the Indianapolis Colts, Rashawn Melvin, gets hurt. He takes friendly fire from his linebacker, 44, Antonio Morrison. Watch what happens. Look at the head snap back. So at this point in the game, Rashawn Melvin is now out. So now on the next drive, with the backup in, Chris Milton, the Jaguars want to test him. Take a look at Keelan Cole at the top. It's a double move. And watch the hips of Milton. You see when they turn? When they turn, he's done. He can't defend the deep ball. He can't react and recover. And boy, what a great job by Keelan Cole. Because this ball is slightly underthrown, he slows down, keeps his body between the ball and the defender. That's an excellent job. And another reason this is able to happen, the play action. Look at the defender's reaction up front. They're thinking run. This is a first and 10 call. So everybody is expecting the Jaguars to run the football, even me, but they don't. And look at the pocket for Blake Bortles. It doesn't get any better than this.
You know, Brent, as coaches, you've got to be aware of what's happening on the other side of the field as far as the personnel. And boy, Nathaniel Hackett and the coaching staff did a great job of being aware that one of their starters goes down and they're going to test the next guy up, and they made him pay.
Yeah, more of that, please.
Yes.
For the rest of this season. Hey, we got to take a timeout here on Jaguars All Access presented by Fields Auto Group. When we get back, if Blake thinks it's tough answering questions from us, wait until Calais gets a hold of him. That's next. Welcome back to Mellow Mushroom here in Avondale. Jaguars All Access presented by Fields Auto Group. So nice to see all these smiling faces. The Jaguars coming off a 27-0 win over the Indianapolis Colts and 4-3 now on the 2017 season. I'm Brett Martin along with Jeff Lagerman, and Calais Campbell and Blake Bortles are with us somewhere.
Yeah, and Calais, you know, he is a quarterback, okay? But don't rough him up too bad over there.
I won't rough him up too bad. This is my guy. I mean, he's my quarterback. We take it to social media to get some questions, let the fans ask you some questions. So first one is from Tony Apollister. What other colleges recruited you other than UCF?
Other than UCF, I had Purdue offer me to play tight end. Tulane offered me to play tight end. I wasn't good enough to play quarterback at Tulane. And then and Colorado State. And that was it. So I decided to go to the best school in Florida, UCF.
Well, best school in Florida. Whoa, watch your mouth now. We're number 8 in the country, University of Miami, baby. The second one's from Caps 18. What's your favorite moment of the season so far?
Sure, that's tough. I'd say I think the win in London, you know, just the way that the defense played, you know, getting another win over in London, that was kind of exciting. Playing against a Baltimore team that created 10 turnovers in the previous 2 weeks and to go in there and beat them like that, I thought was pretty special.
Didn't you have 3 touchdowns that game, too?
We did. So did Mercedes had 3.
Yeah. You know, I like that. That's a good answer. Good answer. All right. This next one's from Austin the Sailor Man. What's your favorite TV show or movie?
Favorite TV show and movie? Favorite TV show of all time would probably be Entourage. And favorite movie, oh, man. I'm a big Good Will Hunting fan. I think that's a good movie.
That is a quality movie.
You like that?
I knew I liked you, man. I knew I liked you, Blake. All right, this last one's from Jerry Kelly. What bands would you like to see come to Daly's Place?
Oof. I think they got some good ones lined up. I think Zach Brown Band's coming. You know, for me, I think like if Blink-182 come play at a Daly's Place, that'd be pretty incredible.
Wow. We were just friends until you said that. Hey, back to you, Brent.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. One more segment with Calais and Blake right after this. We'll talk about the bye week and a different color jersey coming up for the next home game. Welcome back here to Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. Final segment of the show with Calais Campbell and Blake Bortles, Jeff Lagerman, Brent Martineau. And there you see the poll results. Thanks for voting on the poll. And those home games are coming up. Seattle, the one you're looking forward to in December. But hope you're looking forward to the one on November 5th against the Cincinnati Bengals. Time for the G-Series Prime headlines. And, well, it's a bye week. And then it's back at the bank. And when they do come back to the bank, Jeff, I mean,
old school
jerseys.
Old school, wearing the teal jerseys that we used to wear all the time, guys. So bye week, what are you guys going to do? Start with you, Blake.
So I'm here. I'll go back probably to Orlando Thursday afternoon, go see my parents, maybe check out a UCF game this weekend. Just go back.
Undefeated,
and see
right?
Friends. They are. Like I said earlier, the best team in Florida. So.
Do you have a response?
University of Miami, USC play. I'll put whatever you want to put on it. You just let me know. No, but for the bye week, though, just get away from football for like a day or two. And then on Sundays, even Saturday, Sunday, I'm watching football 24/7.
All right, question for both of you. You've been in this game a long time. The best part about the bye week, is it the mental break or is it the physical break for you?
Oh, mental break for me, hands down.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, the highlight of my bye week is not having to set an alarm. I think that's unbelievably relaxing to not have to worry about waking up for anything.
That's awesome. Good stuff. Hopefully you guys stay healthy the rest of the year. Keep winning football games. Good to see you having fun playing football again, Blake Bortles. 10 sacks for this guy to lead the NFL. What a year it's been. Keep it up. Keep it up. Jags are home November 5th against the Bengals. For Jeff Lagerman, I'm Brent Martineau. Thanks for coming out to Jaguars All Access at Mellow Mushroom here in Avondale. Let's keep having fun in Jacksonville.